620. This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. A judge recognized as Texas's first tweeter laureate has been confirmed to the federal bench. The U.S. Senate today approved Republican Texas Supreme Court Justice Don Willett to the Fifth Court of Appeals. The New Orleans court has been an influential stop for recent high-profile Texas laws on abortion, voting rights, and immigration crackdowns. An avid tweeter, Willett, during the 2016 presidential campaign, frequently criticized Donald Trump, but the president nominated him anyway. A memorial service for Ruth Altschuler will be held tomorrow at Highland Park United Methodist Church. The prominent Dallas philanthropist died last week after complications from a broken hip. She was 93. She was known for the millions of dollars she raised for charities, including the Salvation Army and United Way. KERA's Stella Chavez takes a look back at Altschuler's impact on North Texas.
Ruth Altschuler devoted her life to helping others. Her children got to see firsthand the impact she had.
As a young mother with a young child, a baby, you know, the tendency is to say, well, I need to get a babysitter to take care of my baby while I go and visit these people in a nursing home. And she didn't do that. She would pack me off with her.
That's Sally Harris, Altschuler's oldest daughter. She remembers visiting a state-run nursing home in Hutchins. When those residents moved to another facility, Altschuler and her family continued to meet with them.
I could tell you who we visited, what their names were, what their interests were, who they were as people. They were our friends.
This experience influenced Harris, compelling her to think about how she could make life better for others. Altschuler had that effect on lots of people. She had charm, she was funny, and she loved telling stories. She had a strategy for raising money. Before every fundraising effort, she wrote a letter. Jennifer Sampson is president and CEO of United Way of Metropolitan Dallas.
She was someone that was very difficult to say no to because she was a friend. She was a friend to everyone, and she made, you know, everyone in her orbit feel like they were the most important star in her galaxy. She made the organizations that she was involved in feel like they were the most significant constellations in that same galaxy.
Altschuler was born into wealth, but Sampson says her friends spent her life supporting groups that supported the basic needs of the community.
She cared about people who had nowhere to turn, and she worried about people who couldn't put food on the table. She sat by many a hospital bed with the sick and the elderly.
In 1974, Altschuler joined the board of the Salvation Army and served for more than 40 years. In 1983, she led a successful capital campaign, raising more than $15 million. Altschuler and her family also gave a significant contribution. The funds raised were used to build the Salvation Army's largest social service center in the country. The 600-bed facility was named after her father. Major Jonathan Rich is DFW commander for the Salvation Army.
The Carpy Collins Center has become synonymous with just excellent care for those who are homeless, in poverty, those who are addicted. We see lives being changed there every day, and it's in large part because of Ruth and her efforts to raise the money to build it.
Rich says Altschuler talked a lot about the legacy her parents left her and the example they set. She saw her parents give generously to charities. Rich was struck by how much Altschuler loved Dallas and wanted to improve it. That love for the city was one of the reasons why Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings asked her to oversee the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the John F. Kennedy assassination. Altschuler was 88 at the time. Observers said the event at Dealey Plaza was successful, just like the many charitable causes Ruth Altschuler worked hard to support. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
You can read more about Ruth Altschuler's life on KERANews.org. The battle lines for next fall's elections in Texas are set. Monday marked the deadline for candidates to file to run for many offices, from governor to Congress to the Texas legislature. Next stop, the March primaries. KERA's Christopher Connolly talked with Eric Austin about the crowded fields of candidates.
Now, there was a flurry of activity in the last days before the filing deadline, and it seems clear that next year's election will be crowded. And more than in most years, Democrats are running at an unusually high rate. Why is that?
Well, Democrats are hoping to ride this wave of energy that was unleashed when Donald Trump won the presidency last year. That's energy that helped boost Democratic turnout in elections in Virginia and Alabama. So Democrats are indeed filing for office at rates we haven't seen in ages. Just a few stats. There's a Democratic challenger in every single Texas congressional district for the first time in 25 years. In the state legislature, Democrats are challenging Republicans at rates we haven't seen since the early 90s. And in statewide races, there are Democrats running for nearly every office. Of course, this is Texas, and it's a bright red state. The districts were drawn by Republicans to favor Republicans, and the state GOP is well-funded and very good at getting their voters to the poll. What's more, midterm elections tend to see a slump in Democratic voting. So observers say it'll still take a pretty big wave for Democrats to flip a lot of seats in Texas, but it won't stop them from trying.
Let's talk about Congress for a bit. No matter what happens, there's going to be a big shakeup in the Texas congressional delegation. And that's due to a wave of congressional retirements. Seven congressmen have said they will step down at the end of 2018. That's really unusual, right?
It is. So two of them are Democrats. Houston's Gene Green, who held his seat for about 30 years, he's retiring. And then Beto O'Rourke, of course, from El Paso, stepping down to challenge Senator Ted Cruz. The other five retiring congressmen are Republicans. And these guys have been institutions in Texas politics. Put together, they'll have served more than 123 years in Congress when they retire after next year. I talked to Jim Riddlesberger at Texas Christian University. He's a political scientist. He says this is an incredibly unusual opportunity for a new generation of Republicans to run for national office. And it's happening against the backdrop of Democratic energy and also some demographic shifts in the state.
With seven open seats, there's going to be some attrition of Republican votes in those seats in all likelihood. Could some of them become competitive in the 2018 election? I think those are going to be interesting things to watch.
A lot of people have lined up to run. After Joe Barton announced his retirement amid a scandal that involved a nude selfie and some sexually charged messages, there are a dozen major party candidates who filed to run in his district alone. Five of them Democrats, seven Republicans. It's worth noting, though, that most of these open Republican seats are drawn to be pretty impregnable for Democrats. The Republicans have won them by big, big margins in the past.
Where are Texas Democrats feeling like they have the best chance to flip seats in Congress? It's not necessarily in those open seats, right?
Right. So there are three Republican-held districts that voted for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump in last year's election. One of those seats is here in North Texas. That's District 32 in North Dallas and the Northeast Dallas suburbs. Republican Congressman Pete Sessions has held that seat since 2003. He's being challenged by some pretty well-credentialed Democrats. Three of them served in the Obama administration in various capacities. That's Colin Allred, Ed Meyer, and Lillian Salerno. Also, longtime WFAA-TV investigative reporter Brett Shipp threw his hat in the ring. All told, it's going to be a seven-way primary fight to get to challenge Pete Sessions. On the other hand, though, Sessions is signaling that he's pretty comfortable. He's in leadership in Congress, and he's got a bunch of money already. He says he told the party and GOP-linked fundraising groups to keep their money, says he doesn't need their help to keep his own seat.
All right, Chris, lots to watch out for. That's KERA's Christopher Connolly. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
Learn more about the major races in Texas at keranews.org. In the weather, it'll be clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the 60s. Right now, it's 63 degrees in Dallas, 67 in Fort Worth, and 64 in Denton. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.